This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. More and more public school districts around the country are experimenting with sex-segregated schools and classrooms, often presenting these programs as quick-fix solutions to the array of problems facing many public schools. The ACLU is representing five families in a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Education, Kentucky's Breckinridge County School District, and other county entities, charging that segregating classes by sex in public schools is illegal and discriminatory. Emily Martin, Deputy Director of the ACLU's Women's Rights Program, talks about the case. Emily, can you tell us a little bit about the case? Why is the U.S. Department of Education involved?
Well, this case isn't just about what's happening in Breckinridge County Middle School, though there are real problems there. In that school, there are single-sex classes and coeducational classes, and the evidence we have suggests that the single-sex classes and the coeducational classes are no way equal, and we think that's a real concern. But it's bigger than that. The U.S. Department of Education in 2006 issued new federal regulations that allowed and invited schools across the country to segregate classes by sex, changing the law that had been in place for more than 30 years. And as a result of these changes, schools all over the country are experimenting with these radical sex segregation notions, often based on really inaccurate and overbroad ideas about what boys need and what girls need. And we think it's a real problem that's threatening equal educational opportunity for both boys and girls in this country.
Why is the ACLU opposed to single-sex classes in public schools?
We think that separate can never really be equal, and this case is an excellent example of that. In Breckinridge County Middle School, there's a girls' math class, a boys' math class, and a coeducational math class. But the girls' math class is moving at a totally different rate than the coeducational class. So that means that our client, who is a girl and who is an excellent math student, is in essence forced to stay in the single-sex class even though she'd rather participate with boys because that's the class that is moving the fastest. The boys' class, on the other hand, is using different books and moving at a different rate altogether. I understand that now at the end of the year, because the school district is trying its best to make sure they end up at the same place, the girls are spending several days a week not doing math while the boys are meeting for math class twice a day. It just shows that when you start dividing students by sex, it's really impossible to ensure that their classroom experiences will be truly equal. And really the best approach is the approach that public education has long embraced, which is allowing boys and girls to learn together and learn from each other.
Doesn't the evidence show that segregating students by sex leads them to do better in school?
Actually, no. The data doesn't show that at all. The best data we have shows that sex segregation at best doesn't have much effect one way or the other and can, in some instances, foster harmful stereotypes about the opposite sex. In fact, the Department of Education, the same Department of Education that issued these regulations encouraging schools to segregate classes by sex, also reviewed all the data out there and determined that there was no compelling, clear evidence that single-sex education really helped academic achievement. While there are some good schools out there that are single-sex, it's certainly true, the best evidence we have suggests that it's not the single-sex nature of those programs that leads to their success. It's factors like small class sizes, committed, passionate teachers, adequate funding. Those are the things that really make education work for students.
Even if single-sex education doesn't always lead to better student outcomes, isn't it a step in the right direction?
I think that what it is a distraction from the solutions that we know work. It's a distraction from focusing our efforts on making sure we have the best teachers, on encouraging parental involvement, on making sure that class sizes are small enough. And what it also does is it robs students of the diversity of the classroom, which is one of the real strengths of public schools. One of the great things about a public school education is the opportunity it gives students to learn from those who are different from themselves, whether that's different races, different religions, or the opposite sex. I think that actually sex segregation takes us backwards, away from those real strengths that coeducation offers.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about sex-segregated schools and classrooms, go to www.aclu.org/womensrights.